Hi, kids. It's your Uncle Steve. Steve Charney here, and the name of the program is called Knock on Wood, as if you didn't know. Yeah, today we got belly buttons in front of you. Yeah, we got belly buttons. Lots of belly buttons. An ocean of belly buttons. A sea of belly buttons. That's the special today. Belly buttons. And Harry's going to be in. He's talking about his belly button, or lack of. And we also have Brian Hyland doing Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. And we have Heather Bishop singing a song about a belly button. I'll be singing a song, too. We're going to start off with Bonnie Phipps. This is from an album called I Love You. And it's simply stated, her belly button fell off.
My belly button fell off. My hips took a hike. My nose got so hungry that it tried to eat my bite. My heart started thumping. My chin took a swim. My teeth all got together and they jumped in after them. My toenails started painting while my feet took a nap. My ears started a tug of war and my lips jumped in my lap. My back started cracking. My hands started clapping. Now I'm all that's left of me.
Yep, that's how it starts. Belly button starts first, and then the rest just follows. So if your belly button ever falls off, just start getting a little worried. But I don't think it will. Do you?
No, I don't think it will.
Good. What do you got in the bag?
What, oh, this? Oh, well, I heard you were doing the belly button special.
Yeah.
So I brought in my belly button Lynn collection to show everybody.
Well, it's radio. They're not going to see anything.
Well, you can see.
You're kidding, right? Belly button Lynn collection?
No, I'm not kidding, Steve. I'm collecting belly button Lynn to make a pillow out of it.
Wow.
Hey, Steve, you want to do me a favor?
You know what?
Could you unbutton your shirt for a minute?
Why?
Just do it, okay?
All right. There you go.
What? Aha! Just as I thought! Belly button Lynn!
What about it?
Hand me those tweezers.
What do you want with the tweezers?
Just give them to me, will you? Thank you. Now, carefully extradite the lint from your belly button like so. There we go. And I place it carefully in my collection in the bag.
Must take you a long time to collect enough lint to make a pillow.
Yeah, I've been collecting for 3 years now, and it'll probably take another 3 before I have enough to put a pillowcase around it, unless... wait, I got a great idea, huh? That's why I brought this in. I'm ready for this.
What is it? What is it?
Maybe I'll ask the listeners to send in belly button lint for my collection. They can also check their belly button periodically and send in whatever they find in an envelope. There are probably enough listeners out there to get a pillow in no time.
Harry, it's not going to work. First of all, you're asking people to send a stamp, to send in a fraction of a penny's worth of lint. And second of all, how could you be sure that what they send is from their belly button? You wouldn't want to contaminate it with other things like ear lint, for instance.
Oh, I could tell belly button lint from other kinds of lint.
How?
As a belly button lint connoisseur, there are ways. The shape, the fragrance, the texture. Belly buttons age lint the way no other part of the body can. That's why a belly button lint pillow is so valuable, Steve. It's soft without being too soft. It's hard without being too hard. It smells just right. It feels just right.
I didn't know. But I still think you can't rely on the listeners to send you enough lint.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But my other plan is to head over to the zoo.
Yeah, what's at the zoo?
Elephants.
What about them?
Elephants have the biggest belly buttons on Earth. Can you imagine how much lint I'd get out of one of those things? I'd probably need a shovel to scoop the lint out.
Yeah. But since elephants stand on all fours, their belly buttons are probably pointing toward the ground. All the lint would fall out.
Yeah, you might be right. And I certainly wouldn't want to go traipsing around the floors of their cages looking for lint. If I did find any, they'd all be squashed from their feet and dirty and everything.
The whale is a mammal. Must have a pretty big belly button, too.
You know how wet a whale's belly button lint would be? Blech, no way.
Yeah, I suppose. I guess you're going to just have to do it the hard way, using your own belly button lint.
Mine? Steve, no, I don't use my belly button lint.
But you said you've been collecting for 3 years.
Sure, but I have to rely on other people's belly buttons.
Why not yours?
Because I don't have a belly button. I'm a dummy. I wasn't born. I never had an umbilical cord.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. But this is our belly button special. It seems a shame that the co-host doesn't have a belly button.
Well, maybe you could give me one.
How?
With a drill gun. Then I can collect my own lint. My pillow would go a lot faster then.
I'll do that, Harris. Is there a drill gun around?
Right here, Steve. I was hoping you'd say yes, so I came prepared.
Great. All right. Open up your shirt.
Okay, here we go.
Good. Now, where do you want it?
Well, I already marked an X where I think it belongs.
Oh, I see it. Okay, hold still. Hold still. Here we go. Okay, I'll drill further than most people's belly buttons. That way you can collect more lint in there.
Good idea. Don't go too far, though. I wouldn't want a belly button on my back.
Yeah, I better stop. Okay. I think that should do it.
Looks great, Steve. I can't wait till I collect my first load of lint.
Well, so what are we going to do now?
I don't know, Steve. It's your show. Why don't you put on the electric company?
All right. That's a good idea.
Jelly Belly!
Jelly Belly! Nice and fat!
Jelly Belly, where is
Jelly Belly is where it's at!
You shake your middle from left to right!
Do it, do it, do
Jelly Belly with all your might!
Jelly Belly!
Nice and plump!
Nice and plump!
Shake it, shake it,
shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it! Get back! Jelly Belly, left to right.
A loafing for our time, ha, 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 out of sight. Yeah.
Jelly Belly,
Jelly Belly,
belly.
Oh!
Jelly Belly, where is
that? Where is that?
You shake your middle, left to right.
Left to right.
Do the Jelly Belly,
do it, good, good. Jelly Belly.
Belly button, belly button, oh my belly button, oh my belly button, I love you. Belly button, belly button, oh my belly button, oh my belly button, I love you. Oh, how sad, lonely I would be. Lifted up my shirt, I didn't see.
Ta-da!
My belly button, belly button. Oh, my belly button. Oh, my belly button. I love you. Belly button, belly button. Oh, my belly button. Oh, my belly button. I love you. Well, you're the only friend I have. One who really cares.
You really care.
Every time I need you. Always there. My belly button, belly button. Oh, my belly button. Oh, my belly button. I love you. Belly button, belly button. Oh, my belly button. Oh, my belly button. I love you. When things get down,
really
looking kind of grim,
really
I simply lift up my shirt and stick my finger in.
Da 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 da.
My belly button, belly button. Oh, my belly button. Oh, my belly button. I love you. Belly button, belly button. Oh, my belly button. Oh, my belly button. I love you. There's one thing,
one
I'd just like to say.
I'd like to
think
say
that there should be
a belly button day.
For belly button, belly button, oh my belly button, oh my belly button,
I love you.
For belly button, belly button, oh my belly button, oh my belly button, I love you. For belly button, belly button, oh my belly button, oh my belly button, I love you.
Heather Bishop. Nice song. Huh? Nice album, actually. In fact, that's the title song, I believe. Yes, title song. And it's Knock On Wood. I'm Steve Charney. Today's our belly button show.
Steve, Steve, Steve.
What?
I want another belly button.
What do you mean you want another belly? I already drilled you one belly button for your belly button lint collection.
No, no, Steve, I figured why should I stop with one belly button? If I get two belly buttons, then I can make my pillow in twice the speed. It'll only take half as much time.
Harry, I don't want you to hurt yourself.
You're not going to hurt me. I'm a dummy. I'm not real. I'm a doll.
I'm not going to do it.
I'll do it. I'll give myself my own belly button.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hand me that drill.
I'm not handing you the drill.
Give me that drill!
Okay.
Give myself a second belly button right here. There we go. Yeah. Ooh, I think it looks rather debonair myself. Look, Steve. Now I'll have two belly buttons to collect for my belly button Lynn collection.
Yeah, right.
Why stop there? I think I'll make a third one.
Ha, stop it, stop it.
What's the matter?
You're making me nervous.
Steve, I'm not alive. Don't worry about it. I'm a puppet. I'm a doll. I can make as many belly buttons as I want. It's one of the few advantages to being a puppet. Four belly buttons. Hey, look, I'm starting to look pretty suave.
Yeah, if a Swiss cheese is suave, will you cut it out now?
But why stop there? I can make belly buttons all over. Why just on my belly? Here, I'll put one in my armpit, Steve.
Will you stop?
Why?
Because it's not a belly button if it's in your armpit. It's an armpit button.
Yeah, how come when people pierce their ears, they don't call the hole an earlobe button?
Because it goes all the way through. Then it's a hole. Only when it goes in a little way is it a button.
Look, I have belly buttons on my cheeks.
Those aren't belly buttons. Those are dimples.
I'm going to make a belly button on my forehead.
Stop it. Stop it this instant.
What's the matter now?
You've got six belly buttons there.
So?
It's too many belly buttons. Here, here's some wood putty. Start filling them in.
But, Steve...
I'm serious. I'm not going to take you out on the road and take you up on the stage and everybody look at your forehead belly button.
All right. Just start filling it in. Here we go. I hope you're happy. Now that you've put the kibosh on my creative juices. Steve, help me get one on my forehead. I can't see.
Give me a dollop of that stuff. There we go. Putty will dry. I'll use some touch-up paint and it'll be like you never had those extra belly buttons.
Can I keep at least two of them?
Well, I guess you can. But only until the end of the show. Since this is a belly button show, I guess it sort of makes sense.
I'm always amazed at how little a sense of humor you have. If it wasn't for me, this program would have died years ago.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny got bikini, so in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't.
That's an old one. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. You caught us in the middle of our belly button show. I actually wrote two songs about belly buttons. I'm going to play one of them for you now.
Oh, let me sing, let me sing, let me sing.
All right, I'll play the guitar, you sing it.
Okay.
And after that, we're going to hear the cassette from it, Belly Button Riddles, it's called, put out on the Riddle King's Riddle Songs by Scholastic. I wrote the words based on Mike Thaler's riddles. Ooh, John Sebastian is playing lead guitar on it, so when you hear it, you'll know, ooh, that's John Sebastian. And we also have Jay Unger and Molly Mason and Scott Petito playing drums, and Green McGregor is helping sing. But first, Harry?
Yeah. Well, everybody has a belly button. I've got one, I know that you do too. But whether yours goes out or in, I'm having trouble with one thing. What in the world do belly buttons do? Now perhaps the belly button is the doorbell of a friend. And if you pushed it, then a voice from deep inside would say, come in. Or if you are a patient and an enterprising fellow, you could use your belly button lint to make yourself a pillow. Everybody has a belly button. Well, I've got one, I know that you do too. Now I got to. But whether yours goes out or in, I'm having trouble with one thing. What in the world do belly buttons do? Now perhaps the belly button is the button to your belly. And without your belly button, then your belly would be chilly. Perhaps it's just the end of one long screw that keeps things taut. And if you loosened it with pliers, then your backside would fall off. Everybody has a belly button. I've got one, I know that you do too. But whether yours goes out or in, I'm having trouble with one thing. What in the world do belly buttons do? Now perhaps the belly button is the place to hide a dime, or a marble, or a milk dud, or a teeny tiny sign. Perhaps the belly button is the end of a balloon, and if you popped it, you go flying backwards all around the room. Everybody has a belly button. Let's see your belly buttons. I want to see them. I've got one. I know that you do too. But whether yours goes out or in, I'm having trouble with one thing. What in the world do belly buttons do? Oh, what a cute belly button. I like it.
Knock, knock, stick my funny bone. The elephant riddles can make me groan. But there's one kind of riddle that I must have missed. I've searched all over and it doesn't exist. Belly button riddles, I've never heard of one. Belly button riddles, you mean there are none? Belly button riddles, there must be some. Belly button riddles, I'm sure, would be fun. Monster riddles are quite a scream, and light bulb jokes are, of course, supreme. Baby jokes are in bad taste, but there's one that's missing, and it's such a waste. Belly button riddles, there must be a ton. Belly button riddles, but where have they gone? Belly button riddles, when all said and done. Belly button riddles, I'm sure, would be fun. There are puzzles and posers and poems and puns. There are riddles about grapes and bananas and plums. And then there's the famous riddle of the Sphinx. But there's one that's missing, and I think it stinks. Belly button riddles. Belly button riddles. Belly button riddles. Belly button riddles, I'm sure, would be fun. Now, belly button riddles will be the next craze. They'll sweep the country in a mighty blaze. Belly button riddles are the next big hit, and the people will laugh until their tummies split. Belly button riddles, this may sound dumb, but belly button riddles are a phenomenon. Belly button riddles, hey, let's get it on.
Belly button riddles, I'm sure, would be fun.
Hey, now what kind of belly buttons make a good sandwich? Peanut butter and jelly buttons. What kind of belly buttons shoot apples off others' heads? William's belly buttons. What kind of belly buttons sing beautifully? Liza Minnelli buttons. Hey, and what kind of belly buttons go well with tomato sauce? Vermicelli buttons. I'm talking about smelly buttons. I'm talking about kosher deli buttons. I'm talking about Gene Kelly buttons.
Yeah, I haven't heard that in a long time. That's not bad. I kind of like that song. Like it better than when I did it. That's from the Riddle King's Riddle Songs. John Sebastian was playing lead. Grian McGregor and Jay and Molly Mason were doing the harmonies in the back. Weren't they sweet? Those were wonderful, wonderful harmonies. Okay. This is our Belly Button Show. I'm Steve Charney, and the name of the program is Knock on Wood.
Right, Steve. I didn't tell you about this problem I have.
Well, what kind of problem?
Fleas.
You have fleas?
Seems so.
That is a problem. Maybe I'll buy you a flea collar after the show.
Hey, I'm a doll, not a dog.
Well, what else should I do? Dust you? Fleas are hard to get rid of.
Well, I've given it careful thought, Steve. I think I figured out a way to lose them.
Yeah, how?
Here, I'll show you, Steve. First, I lay on my back like so. Okay, I lift up my shirt. Could you hand me that glass of water?
What, this one here? Yeah, okay. There you go.
All right, now I pour a little bit of water into my belly button. There we go.
Be careful, you're spilling it.
I got it, okay.
All right, so now you're on your back with a belly button full of water. Hand me back the glass.
Right, Steve.
I'll put it over here. All right, now what?
All right, just watch, Steve. See my fleas? They're starting to come out. Look, you see that? They have little bathing suits on, and, well, they carry little flea umbrellas.
They think your belly button is a swimming pool?
Exactly. See them starting to set up a little picnic?
Well, what do they eat on their picnic?
Me! That's why I'm trying to get rid of them.
One of them just dived in, didn't they?
She was swimming around having a great time. I just hope he stays near the shallow end. You know, fleas are not very good swimmers.
Yeah, wait, that one just jumped in.
Yeah, they're lousy swimmers, but they're great jumpers.
Wow, man, look at this. They're coming out in droves. I didn't know that fleas had such a desire to go swimming.
Sure, Steve, they need a vacation too, you know. I'm not the only one. It's hard work roaming around a body looking for a nice juicy morsel of flesh.
Especially on a wooden body.
Yeah, that's why they're so skinny, Steve. They're starving. Being a flea on a chunk of wood is no bed of roses, let me tell you.
Actually, it is a little like being on a bed of roses. So now that they're all out there having a great time, what do you do?
All right, now that they're all in one place, it's time for me to snap into action. Hand me that cereal bowl over there.
Okay. There you are.
Okay, now very slowly, I turn the bowl over, and I start bringing it down onto my stomach.
They're looking up, Pat. They think it's getting cloudy or something. They're starting to pack up their beach towels and head back to the car.
They don't know they've just made a date with the Astrodome, Steve. Here it comes!
Ooh, they're trapped inside.
Exactly.
Sounds funny, a cereal bowl going on a piece of wood like that.
I'm sorry, Steve. My stomach is made of wood. All right, now I turn over onto my stomach while they're trapped in the bowl. And I shake my stomach to make sure they're all full off and... Okay, there we go. A bowl full of fleas.
How'd they get all wet?
The water in my belly button tipped over into the bowl too, Steve. How would you like a swimming pool to tip over onto your head, huh?
Better put something over that bowl or they'll all jump out on me.
Hey, hand me that book, Steve. Great, okay. Now I'll let them go out in the woods later. They can find a nice bed of roses to infest.
I've got a bellyache. I've got a great big pain. I've got a bellyache. It's like a hurricane. I think I ate the wrong thing. I made a big mistake. And now I'm sorry. I've got a big bad belly ache. Was it the cotton candy? Was it the caramel corn? The chili on that hot dog made me sorry I was born. Was it the ice cream sundae? I ate it all somehow. Was it all that soda that's causing this trouble now? I've got a bellyache, I've got a great big pain. I've got a bellyache, it's like a hurricane. I think I ate the wrong thing, I made a big mistake, and now I'm sorry. I've got a big bad bellyache. Was it extra pizza with chocolate pie? I didn't really want it, but I could not pass it by. I think I've learned my lesson, I ate too much, you see. If you can hear me groaning, then you can guess what's wrong with me. I've got a bellyache, I've got a great big pain. I've got a bellyache, it's like a hurricane. I think I ate the wrong thing, I made a big mistake, and now I'm sorry. I've got a big bad bellyache. I think I ate the wrong thing, I made a big mistake, and now I'm sorry. I've got a big bad bellyache.
Videos, jokes, and email address info about our live stage shows. If you visit WPXC.org, you can listen to previous Knock On Wood programs.